Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
All right, let me see. TV commercials. TV commercials station won't buy for us. Tomorrow we'll call our spineless general manager and tell him about this. I was on YouTube this morning, and I saw one. The name of it is Same Bat Time, Same Bat Channel.
A new one.
This one made me laugh out loud.
Oh, good.
It's somebody who's taking our publicity pictures, and they're doing the Conan O'Brien thing, and it's very well done, where the lips...
This. Cut the mouth out like Clutch Cargo.
And at one point they say, who's that website that said Mike looks like that J.R. Tolkien? Who's the old guy?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
So at one point, it's got my little mouth going, Mike does great impressions, like J.R. Tolkien. And it actually, then you switch to J.R. Tolkien.
The face and the mouth is still in there?
You know, it's J.R. Tolkien's face and his body, and it's still your voice. The guy going, you're right, Don, I do. And then he say, put on your Batman cowl. And it goes back to my publicity picture.
And I stick it on there?
And it's got the Batman cowl superimposed. That's pretty good, Mike. I mean, that is one of the...
So people are turning up the volume on this a little bit.
That's one of the best ones I've seen.
Good.
Go to YouTube and just write in Don and Mike commercial.
TV commercial, right.
You'll see about that.
And keep them coming, folks.
Yep. We're going to get the spineless general manager on the air about that tomorrow, about buying some TV time. Also tomorrow on the show, really, we're going to get to the Jerry tapes. No lie, because they're great. They are great.
And you said specifically Ed is great.
Ed's
the winner this year.
Mike is the toss-up. You have to hear. You will have to decide if it's Larry or Ed.
Larry is a champion sprinter, but Ed is in for the endurance.
Very good.
So there you go.
Very good, Jerry.
Also tomorrow on the show, our friend Greg Garcia. Don't forget, my name
Emmy
is
winner.
Emmy winner Greg Garcia.
And one of the best Emmy speeches I've ever seen.
Yep. My name is Earl. He'll be on tomorrow. Also tomorrow we'll have information about our next Big Money Strip trivia game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and Friday. Now, we've had to change because J.B., has got a personal day, our friend James Brown from CBS Sports. So Friday, we have Piece of Ass. Piece of Ass.
Oh, man. Joe Buck again?
No, Mike, come on. I'm not kidding you now. who's the biggest piece of ass network TV doing football?
BB. Well, she's not doing football
Bonnie
anymore.
Bernstein doesn't do football
anymore. She does baseball now.
Doesn't do football.
You know, I don't know whether you're being silly or you're being... But now I know you're being silly. Who is it?
It's Jim Nance. Jim Nance. Hey, friends.
Friends. Jim Nance. Well, you know, isn't that appropriate that our first real football segment is going to be Jim Nance?
Yeah, and did I mention... I think I told Mike off the air that when I was watching the Denver game last week that went to overtime, they reached the point in the game where Phil Sims was trying so hard to get his point across... And they were having like a pseudo argument about overtime.
Oh, that's right. And he was, and Phil Sims got upset with Nancy.
Phil Sims finally said, Jim, let me just talk. Just let me talk.
Wow.
Because it was one of those things about should both teams get the ball in overtime?
And you know, Jim Nance is one of those broadcasters where he's just, I mean, you want to talk about always on. He could just sit there and put it on that monotone and just go the whole time.
Hey guys, Phil. I don't know what you're talking about, Phil.
Phil, I have to keep talking right now. That's what my job is, as whether I'm talking about the Final Four, the Azalea Line Fairways, or let me tell you something, guys, the cold temperatures threatening the fans.
Oh, hold on. We got a guy on the phone. It's time for us to step aside. I'll just tell you that when Larry and Larry get here, they're going to be talking to a guy from, what state, Robbie?
Lake Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. Guy has the world's largest ball of twine.
Lake Nebogama.
Wow.
Guy has a big ball of string. So let's welcome in Larry and Larry now.
Very good. Yeah.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Larry.
I'm Larry. We're here on the show. Welcome.
We have a man today from Wisconsin. He loves string. Now, not string cheese.
No, this is a real slice of Americana. This is a real slice of Americana right here.
He's the twine ball. He's Mr. Twine Ball.
You like oddities? You like collectors? This guy is going to wow you.
Let's get him on the phone right now. Hello, is this Frank?
Frank.
Your name Frank. Is James Frank Cotera. You go by the name JFK.
That's right.
Let's go to James in Wisconsin. Go!
You got a twine ball, right?
Twine ball.
Now, twine is like string, right?
Right.
String. String is used to tie shoes. I wear loafers. I wear half boots, actually.
Either I've never put shoes on in 27 years that haven't had either a slip-on quality or a zipper.
Hey, brother, don't forget about our Velcro shoes.
That's the best thing ever invented. All of my sneakers, when I wear them to go to football games, are Velcro.
Do you like string?
JFK,
do you like
string?
Why do you like string?
Well, I just love it. I'm having a ball.
How big is your twine ball? Go!
19,500 pounds.
Whoa!
It's a lot of string.
Let me just ask the most operative question. Why?
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 Hobby.
Hobbies are fun, right?
Hobbies are fun.
When I was a boy, I got thrown off a hobby horse. I was wearing my Marshall Dillon suit. I got thrown off the horse.
Did you collect twine? Hey, when you had your hobby horse, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Did you use twine to put there as the strings that you control the horse? The reins, that's right.
That was.
Thank you, Rob Stein.
I think it was plastic rope.
Plastic rope.
Plastic rope. What kind of rope do you like? What kind of string do you like?
Do you have a brand of twine, JFK?
You know what I like? I'll tell you something I like.
No, any kind.
I like a string bikini.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I mentioned I love polio string cheese. I'll tell you a string I don't like. I hate to be graphic with you, but it's at the end of Sean's special time.
I hate that string.
The tampon string.
They should make a law. They should make a law that says no girl should show that string.
Yeah, I said it.
I was at the beach one time. I saw a total stranger showing that string.
Hey, JFK.
Real bad. You ever see that string, JFK?
Yeah.
Nasty.
JFK. Don't you wish there was a way that product could be used without string? Doesn't a tampon give your special string a bad name?
James, do you have any tampon string on your twine ball?
Lots of it.
You do?
You have tampon strings.
Tell us about it. How'd you harvest that?
How'd you collect those?
Well, I just get it from my neighbor. He makes hay.
Are they used strings or are they new strings?
No, they're new strings.
New strings? Really? What other strings do you have in your ball?
Well, they're colored balls. They're blue, green.
Colored balls.
Colored. I got it.
Colored strings.
Hold on. Folks, this Lake King. We're talking to a man from Wisconsin who apparently does not know.
His name is James Frank Cotera.
We're living in the year...
Cotera.
We live in the year 2006. And we don't say colored. We say African-American.
Right.
We say black. We say Afro-American. You don't have colored balls. You have African-American balls.
What do you think of that, James?
James?
I think it's fine.
You like Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
Oh, I like All of the Family.
Great show.
It's a good show. I'll tell you one I didn't like, though. I expected to laugh. The one where Edith got raped. Not funny.
Not funny. Why'd they get so serious?
Rape is not funny, is it?
Not funny, especially
rape,
the...
Rape, not funny.
The
right.
idea of Jean Stapleton.
Right?
She's a great actress. Rape is bad, right, James?
Right.
Bad stuff. Bad idea.
How about Archie Bunker? He's good, right?
Carol O'Connor.
Why does he have a girl's name?
Carol. I just said the same thing to Leslie Nielsen. Why the girl's name? Why?
Why the girl's name?
I said the same thing to Dana Carvey. Why? Why a girl's name?
Hey, String Boy.
JFK.
JFK.
Alice Cooper. Why the girl's name?
I got a question for you.
Hey, James, my brother has a question. Go!
You ever had a Band-Aid on your finger, and you leave it on there two or three extra days, and before you throw it away, you smell it?
You smell your Band-Aids, James?
Right.
I do.
What do they smell like, James?
They smell like hay.
Hay!
Hay.
Hay, because you're in the country. The country's nice, right? Better air?
That's
better
right.
Better air out there?
That's right.
Much better air.
Much better.
Mine smelled like pus.
Pus?
Well, because I had the blister on my hand.
What does pus smell like? Like, I don't know. I could tell you right now. Hold on. It smells like a cheese byproduct.
James, do you know what that smells like?
No.
Do you know? Let me ask you a question.
They make cheese in Wisconsin, right?
That's right.
Sure.
Brett Favre, does he like string?
Has a football player ever seen your string ball or your twine ball?
Football?
Has a football player ever seen your twine ball? Go!
No. No?
How old are you?
JonBenet Ramsey's father will be on with Anderson Cooper, Anderson Cooper 360, right after Larry King Live. We are talking to JFK, who has the world's largest string ball in Wisconsin.
Let me ask you about this twine, JFK. Why you care? Why you care about it?
Why do I care about it?
Why is it so darn important? Answer the question.
I'm having a ball.
Yeah. You have any floss? You have floss in that thing?
That's a good question. Floss is string, right?
I'm going to tell you something. I got introduced to floss about 7 months ago by my dentist.
That's when you broke your cheekbone. It went right through the gum and up to the eye socket.
He said, Larry, have you ever heard of dental floss? And I said, never. And he said, what you do is you take the string and you put it between your teeth. And what happens is I put it between my teeth and it was like a gush of blood coming out.
Yeah, because you hadn't done it in a while, right?
I had never heard of it.
Do you floss, James?
10-4.
10-4.
10-4?
I soaked my teeth.
10-4?
I soaked my teeth in a cup.
Oh!
Next to Sean's.
You're speaking CB radio talk. I love the CB radio.
You remember C.W. McCall? He had a song, right?
Convoy.
Yeah, good tune.
Convoy.
James, what can you tell us about your ball of string? Go.
Well, it's the biggest ball of twine in God's green earth.
We're on the phone with James from Wisconsin, giving us insight into the untimely passing of the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin.
You think he should have been swimming with the stingrays, James? Do you think that was a good idea?
If he had string, would he have been able to save himself?
No.
You think he should have tied string or twine to his ankle so they could have pulled him into the boat faster?
10-4.
You think he was vigorous?
Who do you think his agent was?
You think he was vigorous?
What time is it in Wisconsin?
5:20.
You having a good time with your string?
Having a ball.
It says here you quit drinking. Did you quit drinking what? Soda? Beer?
Beer.
Oh, no, why would you
all that bad stuff.
Why would you do that?
What was your favorite beer when you drank it?
Any kind.
I had a nice highball right before we went on the air today.
Yeah, I had a Brandy Alexander. It's like a milkshake with booze. Whoa.
Why they call them Shirley Temples? Why don't they call them Hillary Duff's?
Or Marilyn Monroe's.
But brother, you're living in the past. Bring it up to current times.
Okay, I'll bring it up. I'll make it relevant for you. Joey Heatherton.
Who wouldn't want to have a sip of Lindsay Lohan?
How old are you, James?
59.
59.
How old are you?
We don't like to talk about age. Age is just a state of mind.
Based on the chalkiness in the corners of our mouth.
We make a lot of money. Don't worry about it.
My brother and I have fathered children.
I plan to father more.
With women.
As soon as I trade in Sean for the new model. Very exciting. Born in 1947, the same year that Curly Howard retired due to his stroke. Have you ever had a stroke, James?
Never.
Which is your favorite stooge?
Curly.
Curly. Yeah. You never had a stroke? How about a heart attack?
No.
Cancer?
No.
A brain aneurysm?
No.
We're on the phone with James from Wisconsin. Have you ever strained a stool?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, because of the cheese.
Can string help you?
Yeah, it sure can.
You ever find string in there?
Right.
In your stool?
Right.
You ever have pain?
No.
Pain is bad, right?
No pain.
One time I ate a kite.
You had a what?
I ate a kite.
Ate a pair of ladies' pantyhose one time, and it took 3 days for it to finally pass. How you doing, James?
Very good.
Talking to James Frank Cotera, also known as JFK. He's talking about his enormous ball of twine.
Somebody just hit the delay button. What do we say that wasn't good?
I think about the passing of the string and the kite.
Passing of the string.
Whoa. The senses are getting kooky.
I ate a kite.
Your neighbors mind the big ball in the backyard?
All that came out was string.
They don't mind.
Tell me about it.
People just love it.
No, tell me about it.
The ball of twine?
Yeah, tell me about why they love it.
How many times a night you got to get up to go?
Well, they come walking up to it. They touch JFK. They love JFK.
You ever shampoo it?
They shampoo it.
I just got a Tupperware thing by my bed now. I get tired of getting up.
Tupperware is brilliant.
How many times a night you got to get up to go? Prostate.
You talking to me, brother?
I know with you, brother, since you and I share those...
16 or 17 times.
You and I share those bunk beds.
Little dribble.
I'm talking to our friend from Wisconsin.
James, know? Do you get up in the middle of tonight to go?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Good for you. What do you drink now besides beer? You drink cranberry juice? That's good for your health.
7-Up.
7-Up. That's sticky sweet, isn't it?
Hey.
No, it ain't.
It's 7 and UP. I just made another prostate joke. Do you ever milk your prostate?
No.
I have.
You taught yourself to do that, brother.
Doctor taught.
Because room service wasn't available. Ever swim in Lake Nabagamon?
Not a swimmer.
Not a swimmer? You're not able to swim?
Not a swimmer.
So if you fell into the water, you'd drown, right?
That's drowning. Correct.
Drowning is bad, right?
I know it is.
How come you never learned to swim?
God told me not to.
I learned how to swim, but I no longer have the strength to swim.
God told me to be a bachelor.
My arms are too skinny. All that kicking, all that flailing.
What did God say to you? What did God say to you? Did you say God said something to you? What did
he say to you, James?
God told him to be a bachelor.
God told you, you're not gay, are you?
Never.
You know what God told me? He doesn't like gay people.
God spoke to you.
You like gays?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Gays like string.
I suppose. Everybody does.
Twine can be used to restrain small animals.
It sure can.
Sure.
You
What's
like...
your favorite breakfast cereal?
Breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Cheerio? Why don't you put the S on the end of it?
You don't like gays, huh? You like blacks?
No.
Oh, my.
You're really from Wisconsin, aren't you, friend?
10-4.
10-4. I think we're going to end this now.
Well, we've been talking with James Frank. It's area doesn't like blacks or gays.
You ever string any of them up?
No.
Good.
Good for you.
Well, good luck at Lake Nabigamagon.
And good luck with your prostate.
Having a ball.
And your big ball of string. Anything
having
you'd
a ball.
Anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Having a ball.
Having a ball.
Having
fine.
A ball.
All right.
That's a joke, right? You're telling us a joke, right?
What's your eventual plan for your ball of twine, moron?
What'd you say?
What's your eventual plan for the ball of twine?
Make it as big as I can.
And then what?
Keep on going.
Then go out and crush some black people and some gays.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Keep on going. All right. Hope you keep whining it till you die.
That's correct. God will tell me.
Thanks, JFK.
Having a ball.
Six.
Anderson Cooper coming up. Anderson Cooper 360.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Larry King talking to Frank Cotera, also known as JFK, who collects a big ball of tampon string.
Having a ball.
Having a ball is his favorite thing to say.
Having a ball.
Freaking douchebag. Hold on, please. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Having a ball.
We're going to put you on with our producer now, okay?
Very good.
I want to just warn you. He's black and he's gay.
So be nice to him, okay?
He's offended at what you've said. So be careful.
Fine.
Hold, please.
If we hadn't been doing the Larry voices, we would have killed that guy.
I hope he had as much fun as I know you did.
Call him back.
Of course he hung up.
Call him back and tell him that you are black and gay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really get into it with him. That'd be fun.
Say something like, hey, dude, I don't appreciate the fact.
He's on hold. He's just got his phone off.
He's got his phone off. He's running away.
I'll try one more time.
He does a thing that a lot of people do during the Larry interview, where they just completely retreat into their catchphrase, having a ball, because he doesn't know what's going on.
He's lost.
But here's the trick.
Almost, as soon as it rings.
You know, when we do those interviews, neither do we.
Boy, it's not doing anything.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The original JFK likes
black. 7-1.
Man, we'd do better with two Dixie Cup connected with string.
Tampon string.
Whatever.
Boy, that's a weird sound. Oh, there we go. All right, Robbie, now you can talk to the guy off the air. Don't forget, start out, you're black and gay.
Hey, JFK, it's Rob. Thanks for doing the show, but I'm bothered that you don't like blacks or gays because I am a black gay guy. Well, I don't plan to bother you, but don't you bother me. But are we on the same page? Yeah.
I think you are.
You were great. You were great.
Got to ask him how he thinks it went.
How do you think it went?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10-4. You know what we'd like to do?
10-4.
We'd like to call you back around Christmas time. Do you celebrate the Christmas? Sure, well, not Jewish people. Do you have any Jewish people in Wisconsin? Yeah. All for Jews.
Ask him if
having a ball. Oh, tell him to go get bent.
Ask him if every black in Green Bay plays for the Packers.
Are there any blacks in Green Bay, Wisconsin that don't play for the Packers?
Thank you.
You don't know. How far are you from Green Bay? Oh, sure, for miles. Well, listen, have a good day then. Having a ball!
Tell him you're black and gay again.
I'm black and gay, and that's okay. Having a ball!
He said it again.
Wow.
Having a ball! Having a ball!
Oh,
having
God.
A ball. Oh, having a ball! Having a ball! Having
My
ball.
God. You might want to know what kind of personality collects a ball of twine. Jesus.
He was a good one.
Yes, sir. Wonderful job.
He's a good one.
Yeah, and he really did have that kind of string. Who'd have thunk it?
Tampons.
Wow. That was a bloody good interview.
We got a break.
Wow.
Be back with the Mutual Top of the Hour News.
Anderson Cooper. And then, well, we'll go to sleep and wake up in the morning and have breakfast.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.